Good morning. Today is 18th of June 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares stumbled on Monday, with a slew of factors such as rising oil prices, worries over liquidity in the system and the slow progress of monsoon rains keeping investors worried. Mixed global cues and cautiousness ahead of the union budget also weighed on markets. Sensex ended the session down 491 points, extending losses for a fourth straight session. The broader Nifty index dropped 151 points amid uncertainties on both the domestic and global front. ONGC, India Bulls Housing Finance, Tata Motors, JSW Steel and Tata Steel fell 3-6% in the Nifty pack, while Wipro, Coal India, Zee Entertainment Enterprises and Yes Bank eked out modest gains. Globally, other Asian markets turned in a mixed performance as investors awaited the outcome of the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of Japan meetings due this week. Political tensions in the Middle East and Hong Kong also kept risk appetite in check. News update. Fitch cut India's growth forecast for the current fiscal for a second time in a row to 6.6% from 7% projected earlier on weak momentum of the economy. India's central bank is likely to cut interest rates by another 25 basis points in 2019, following three cuts of a similar quantum, Fitch Ratings said on Monday. Yes Bank plans to raise $1.2 billion over 18 months to bolster its capital buffer through a mix of public and private share sales, Chief Executive Officer Avneet Gill said. HDFC Asset Management has decided to provide a liquidity arrangement of up to 500 crore rupees to certain fixed maturity plans due to their exposure to non-convertible debentures issued by SL Group entities. Airtel Africa, a unit of India's Bharati Airtel, set a price range of 80 to 100 pence per share for its planned initial public offering on the London Stock Exchange. Digital Communications Commission, the apex decision-making body of the telecom department, Monday approved imposing penalty on Bharati Airtel and Vodafone Idea for not providing points of interconnection to Reliance Jio. Piramal Enterprises has divested its entire stake in asset financing firm Shriram Transport Finance Company for approximately 2,305 crore rupees. Market view. Nifty breaks its crucial support of 11,780, which resulted in heavy selling pressure in yesterday's session. Index closed at 11,672 after losing 151 points. After a long body red candle, Nifty formed bearish Marubozu pattern on daily chart, which gives the confirmation about the bearishness in the market. Next big support for Nifty can be seen near 11,550. If Nifty fall below this level, then we may see another round of selling. For short term, support can be seen near 11,549 and 11,473 levels. While resistance can be seen near 11,881 and 11,780 levels. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on AndVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.